Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, the third ingredient.com, with the number 3. Very excited about having our good friend Jay Meeks joining us again. Jay's sitting right in front of me, interviewing him face-to-face as I broadcast from Houston, Texas, at the Insperity Convention. Full disclosure, Insperity is my presenting sponsor, has been now for a long time. Jay is Executive Vice President of Insperity and one of the guys who gives a clinic on how to manage and scale a sales force. I've been around a long time, and it's pretty impressive what they do over there. Jay, one of the things, thanks again, by the way, for being here and for all you guys do for small business. The one of the things that's unique right now in the workforce is we've never had five generations in a workforce like we have right now.
Yeah, it seems like it's a new one every 5 years, doesn't it?
And as long as guys like me don't retire and keep working,
right,
it's soon going to be six.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Because I got a grandson who's, you know, he's going to be this part of the sixth generation.
Wow.
Coming in before too long.
I don't. You are old.
I am old. That's exactly right. Older than dirt.
Yeah.
But the thing that I wanted to ask you is, what do you guys do about that? Because you play this in two arenas.
Mm-hmm.
You have your internal operation to make your business
right.
work,
mm-hmm.
but you also serve companies who are managing people.
Mm-hmm.
You help them with that, with their personnel,
right,
with their human resources. So how do you guys? I mean, that's two arenas under one big tent.
Well, the good news is we have HR specialists that study this stuff, and they're cognizant of the different styles of learning with different generations. And, the volunteering or the community involvement part is a bigger component.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to recruit the millennials, they want to know they're, you know, making a difference. And so we emphasize that in many ways. So it's really about just understanding, you know, who you're talking to. I'm an optimistic guy. If you're in sales, you're an optimist, right?
If you're not optimistic, you need to go do something else.
Yeah, man. But the folks that we have, you know, in our sales organization, the millennials that we have, work hard. I mean, it's just part of the process of recruiting. You find those people. First of all, we hire people with a successful sales record. We don't hire neophytes.
But you guys got a pretty good crucible you put up, don't you? That you drop people through.
Right.
And that's a lesson I think small business owners really need to pay attention to. I've been saying for 21 years, we need to learn. One of the things we need to learn from big companies is we need to become a little more professional and more sophisticated in the hiring process than we are. Fogging a mirror is not sophisticated.
You know, we back in the 90s, we're just a little company. We were using, you know, disk profile, and we were doing testing, and we were using the Wunderlich test to determine, you know, someone's aptitude, and we were committed to that very early on, and so we just stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now your interviewing skills are important, and how people respond to the questions you ask them, but you know, the job still has to get done,
mm-hmm.
The work still has to get cranked out, and it's about creating an environment where people feel like they can work and be rewarded,
mm-hmm.
and recognized. And for salespeople, your reward system is a big deal. You saw us just walk people, mm-hmm. across the stage and get some recognition like that. They live for that. And the money is a given, right? It's a recognition that just moves them to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. That's just a human trait, you know?
Another thing I want to ask you about is this crisis that we have in America of not enough workers.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys dealing with that? Because you're having to hire for your own company. You're helping your clients hire.
Right, right.
I mean, companies are saying we can't grow if we can't hire more people. Are you seeing
that's one of the things? One of the things that one of our critical success factors is being able to hire folks that can. I'm not so much worried about the sales because that's a big universe,
mm-hmm,
out there, right?
Right.
But but on our all our specialists and all these HR trained people, it takes a while to get them to the right level. And you know, I just hate to think that our growth will be constrained because we can't find people to service
happening?
Our clients.
It's
not happening
so
now.
Far. You guys, you think? What about your clients? That's a funnel. That's a big funnel coming into you guys right now. What are they telling you?
Well, it's the same thing. They're having a hard time. We have a hard time finding for them the people they need. Okay, so it's a reality.
And the internals on that research, the internals show. It's not just that we can't find a welder who can weld. It's that we can't find a welder who can weld who also has a driver's license.
Well, that's,
or who can pass a blood test.
That is a part of our society that's unemployable, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing some flexible, you know, thinking around that too. I mean,
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing the fact that, you know, the background checks are a little different, you know. You're not looking back 25 years to find out if somebody was, you know, had public intoxication when they were 18,
right.
You know.
Maybe
they've learned something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've talked about this recently with the guy that runs our background group. Mm-hmm. And the movement is away from to less screening, mm-hmm. as opposed to more. Now, you got the DOT. You got places where they have
right.
to do it, right?
Yeah, I do.
But by and large, you know, we're seeing a little, you know, crack in the armor there when it comes to letting people come back into the.
That's good. We're going to have to be more creative.
Yes.
As we continue to run out of workers. Jay, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Glad
thanks for the hospitality.
And you bet.
We'll see you next time. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, with Disparity. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
New York's fine, but it ain't
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.